Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome to another episode of Literature for Life. My name is Jess, and I am your host. And today, I'm very excited because I have a really cool guest. I am here with the founder of a wonderful children's book club. Her name is Sindeka Mandoyi, and she's going to tell us all about this wonderful book club and about her own love of books. Sindeka, welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me. And thank you so much for the listeners to be listening to us. I am, as you said, I'm the founder and coordinator of a book club called Kosikosi. It is based in South Africa, in Cape Town and Philippine, a very underserved community. I started the book club in 2019, and this is going to be our fourth year.
Fourth year,
right? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey, and it's been amazing doing it. It's been quite something that I've always wanted to do, because a part of me have always felt like I'm a teacher, and doing it has just been amazing.
Well, I'm so excited to learn all about it. Before we dive into it in detail, though, please could you tell our lovely listeners a little bit more about you?
Well, I'm from South Africa and I was born and raised in South Africa. I am currently working as an editorial assistant for a publishing company, and I am 29 years old, turning 30 very soon.
Oh my gosh, same. Turning 30 very soon. Yes, oh, we've got this. I haven't started a book club for kids though, so I feel like you might be ahead of me.
But this is amazing what you're doing as well. So you have to give yourself that.
Oh, thank you.
So I stay in Philippi, and I think that's all I can say about myself right now.
That's perfect. And I'm assuming that you love books as well.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I love books. I fell in love with books when I was, how old was I? I was still in primary school. I was doing grade three. Yes, I was doing grade three. That was the first time I ever saw a book, because growing up where I grew up, books were never like a major thing. It was something that's very hard to access. So when I went to school, grade three, and I remember this teacher, and I will never forget that story that she was reading. She was reading a story about animals going to sleep. So she would make sounds, she would make, like, it was beautiful. To this day, I still remember. And she would say, the story would go, "Woof, woof, says the duck, it's time to go to sleep." So it was sort of a sing-along.
Oh, wow.
So I would never forget that moment. That's when I knew, like, this is something that I love, and that's something that I want to follow.
That's amazing. Oh, that's so lovely. I've actually gotten into the habit now of buying my friends' kids' books. Because like you, I've always loved books. And I think for kids especially, they can really, really help with kids' imagination. And I think, you know, one of the biggest superpowers I think you can have is your imagination, especially as a kid. So that's amazing. So is your love of books then a big reason? I'm guessing that's a big reason why you wanted to start the book club.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. And another reason is that South Africa, like, grade four learners in South Africa cannot read for meaning. That's 84% of them. So that's something that really needs to be changed. And also, I've always felt like children need to learn to read.
Yes.
It's something I never had. It was always sort of just go to school, and there were never books at home. And I felt like, coming where I come from, I want to, like, break that cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the child reads the book, there has to be books at home. So the fact that our statistics with kids are low, that's one of the reasons I started the book club. And I also wanted children to own book club. I mean, to own books, because I feel like it's very, very important for kids to have books, because I grew up without books and I wanted to break that cycle. So those two things are the reason that I wanted to start the book club.
I listened to some of the press that you did on, I think, last year on the book club. And I think, is it true that you first owned a book? Were you in your early 20s when you first owned a book?
Yes. Yes, I was 20. I was 22 when I owned a book because I had work for it for my first job when I was 22 years old. I bought my very first book and somebody stole that book. I don't know where it is because it means so much to me, but somebody stole
Oh my
it.
gosh.
Because I started going crazy with buying books, and then I think somebody took it. I don't know. I still need to find that book because it's very, very special to me. It really is special to me.
Do you mind me asking what book was it?
It was by Albert Luthuli. He was one of the South African veterans who fought for the struggle in South Africa. So it was sort of a biography. I love biographies. So it was a biography about his life and also the apartheid and everything that happened in South Africa back in the days. So it was quite a nice read.
Oh, amazing. Okay, so you're a massive book lover. Welcome to the club. Could you tell us a little bit about the purpose of the book? So you said that you wanted kids to also, sorry, how old are kids? So grade four, how old is a child then? Just because for our listeners, they probably won't grade four probably won't mean much.
So grade four is 10 years.
So they're
It's
10 and they,
ten year old,
I mean,
ten year
that's
old.
wild, isn't it? That they don't read for meaning. So it so that is that you want to really get books into their lives more. You want them to read for meaning. You want them to have access to books and to enjoy what that can do for them.
Yes, those are the major things that I want to happen because it's one thing to just send kids to school, and it's another when you actually have people who are present who want them to be able to learn to read, and doing it is it's amazing. I feel like it's been amazing to me because I get to learn with them to also experience things I never experienced because there's a lot of children's books that I never experienced, so I get to experience that with them, which is super, super amazing. I've learned so many, many authors that write for children, which is something I never had. So I get to experience that with them, which is amazing. Like every minute of it, I truly, truly, truly love it. It's amazing.
And there's so much joy in children's books as well. And I think as a kid, you're still learning. So I can't remember most of my like most of what I learned as a kid. So to be an adult and to get to have a first-hand experience of that joy, that must be special, especially when you're with the kids that you're helping. That must be amazing.
It is. It is. It's very fun because you have to become them. You actually become them. You're not Sineka who's 29, who's 30. You are Sineka who's 5 years, who's six years, because you have to meet them where they are. In order for you to like get with a child, you have to meet them where they are. So that's one of the, I feel like it's a talent because I've
That's a
always like,
skill. That is a skill from someone who genuinely, I do not know how to speak to kids. And I keep saying this to my friends and family who have kids. I'm like, I'm super excited to meet this kid. I don't know how to speak to them. I will speak to them the same when they're two as when they're eight. Like, I don't know how to speak to them. So it's a massive talent to be able to engage with kids on their level so that they feel like they don't feel like, because I don't think kids don't want to feel like you're speaking down to them, right? So you have to meet them where they are, but also speak to them like they are an equal. It blows my mind, honestly. It blows my mind.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It really is. It's really crazy because like for because I don't know, as I grow up, it becomes more and more like, I don't know, kids just want to be with me. I don't know. It's something that I've always had, and I've always loved children. Before I loved books, I feel like I've always liked children. And doing what I do, you have to love both the kids and love the books. Because you can't say, okay, I want children to read and not actually like children. So it's like a merge of two things that I love and I want to see like flourish because I want children are the future. Children are everything. So if we don't take care of them, we really like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Absolutely. So from someone on the outside looking in, which I definitely am, the book club looks like it's really successful. You said it's been going for 4 years now, and you've had quite a lot of press tension and stuff like that, so it looks like it's a success. But are you facing any sort of challenges with it currently?
Well, a lot. Because we operate in a very, very small shack that's close to my house. It's very small, and every week there's a new child joining the book club, and it's very hard to like say children, no, be a lot, because I want every child to be able to experience what I've never experienced. And so one of our biggest challenge is space. We don't have enough space. I've reached out to the right people, but they're just taking time to help me with space, because I've requested for like a container or two so that I can create something out of it. And the shack is also somebody's space. So at some point, I'm sure they're gonna want to use their space. So that's one of our biggest challenge. And another challenge is that I'm alone. I'm the only person who's a coordinator for the kids. And it becomes a struggle sometimes, because the kids, the age is not the same. I have 6-year-olds, and the oldest is like 13-year-old. And this year, what I wanted to do, I want to separate the age, so that the 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds are together, the 6-year-olds and the 7-year-olds are in one class. So yeah, so those are the two main struggles: to find somebody who is passionate as I am with what I'm doing, and also find a space where the children can all be in and we're not on top of each other, because that's the case right now. Because we have when we're in class, we have a mattress, and then I put a blanket, and we just all sit in circles. We don't have chairs, we don't have desk, we don't have chairs, we don't have desk. We just have a board, we have books that people have donated, which is amazing. And yeah, we're working with what we have. But yeah, like in the long run, I'm praying that we have a big enough space where all the kids can come, and where it's not just a Saturday thing, it becomes an everyday thing. Children can come, like maybe it's an after school thing. They come and chill, because that's one of the things I want. I want it to be a safe haven for the children, because I know where they come from. I come from where they come from, and I know their backgrounds. And yeah, I want them to be able, even if there's something wrong at home, parents are fighting or whatever, I want them to be able to know that I can go there and feel safe. So yeah.
And books are usually a safe haven of their own. So to be able to provide the kids with a safe haven plus books, I think is incredibly special. I think the work that you're doing is really, really special. So you mentioned there are people donating books. I'm just wondering, because there might be people listening to this who might want to help, and they might not know how to help. So how can anyone listening to this episode offer their support?
So, I'm currently doing a website, but I have details up on our Instagram account, Kosi Book Club. I'll share the details, where people can send books. Either they can send them via courier, or they can send them via our Pexi address, which is via Pep stores. So I have those two, and there's also my contact details if they're not sure how to do that. There's also my contact details, my email address, and like anyway they can talk to me. I'm very like out there. I'm very like anyone who wants to talk to me about Kosi Book Club, I'm available, because it's my baby and I want it to go far.
Okay, brilliant. So we'll include all of those details in the show notes, and then yeah, people can get in touch. I love the idea of people donating books. Like I love that cycle of books. Like I often give books to friends, or I take books down to the charity shop, because I feel like once I've read a book, it's not often that I'll read it again. And I love the cycle that a book goes through, having many people who read it. So yeah, okay. So is there any I think usually when I invite someone onto the podcast, we talk about one book that they love, that a book that maybe has had like a really significant impact on them. So that's what I was gonna ask us to talk about now. But before I do, is there anything else you'd like to say about the book club for our listeners?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot I want to say about
Well, you
the
can as much
book.
as you want.
I I think one of the things that I have noticed, especially with this is sort of a thank you, if I could say it, is
Yes.
that once you start something, especially something that will benefit your community or make something that can change people's lives, people will support you. And people have been supporting me in many, many ways. And I have been so grateful because this is something that I've always wanted to do, but I just didn't know how to start. And the second I started, it's like people were ready. Like they were ready to support the Coast Coast Book Club. And I'm so grateful. It's one of those things that I look back at and I'm like, how did I even do that? You know, so
Yeah.
it's something that I'm very grateful for to be able to do. And it's something that I love. It's something that I enjoy. And it's something that I know it's saying to the young me, you're doing something they may never. Like there were never things like this when you were growing up, but you're doing something and you're trying to change that. And more than anything, I just want to say thank you to everyone who have contributed with the 2 rand, with the 20 rand, with a book that's been torn. That's something for someone who has nothing. So, and that's another thing that I want people to know, because I feel like people think that, like what you said, like the cycle of books. People always like they limit themselves, they limit what they have. They don't know what they have could actually help someone else. So I also want to encourage that you donate, like donate. It doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter how long you have had it, just take it out of your house if you can.
Yes, I completely agree. And what I would also say is, so as part of this podcast collective, we have another show called Active Activism, where we talk about people who are active in their activism. And I just want to say that I think that you are just such a you're an active activist in this space. You are doing the work and with a massive smile on your face, and you're like actually creating change. And it's incredible to see. And there's so much joy involved. Like you were talking about the issues, but you've had a big smile on your face the whole time we've been chatting so far. There is, and it sounds like you're loving every minute of it. So I just wanted to say, it's so nice to hear that you're so grateful for the support, but also you should just be really proud of yourself because I hope more people do stuff like this. Like
I
it's
hope so
incredible.
too.
It's really, really incredible.
Thank you so
But yeah, okay. So all the information about the book club will be in the show notes.
much.
But so yes, this podcast is usually a discussion about a book that has had some sort of like significant impact in your life, because books can change lives, which is the whole reason that you have the book club. So I was wondering if you'd been able to think of a book that has had that sort of impact for you, and what that book is about.
So
I know.
hard.
I wouldn't be able to choose mine. I've said that on every single episode. I wouldn't be able to choose mine.
It really is hard. Oh, Lord. I'm thinking of two books now. The Alchemist and Becoming by Michelle Obama.
Okay, I've heard of
I
both of
think
them. I haven't read either of them. Okay, yes.
really?
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm bad. So you
Oh, wow.
love like biographies, and
A lot.
I can't read a biography. I don't know why. I just can't pick it up. I know, and I know it's going to be amazing because loads of people have told me it's going to be, and especially Michelle Flippin Obama. I don't know what's
Listen.
wrong with me. Okay, yeah. So tell me what happened when you read Michelle Obama's book. Like, how did you feel?
Oh my goodness. Where do I even begin? That woman is a force. Let me think, how did I get the book? Oh, a friend gave it to me because it was so expensive. I think it was like 500 or something. So my friend had a brother who worked at the library. So she knew how much I liked Michelle Obama, so she got me the
Oh,
book.
nice.
And oh my goodness. I mean, I knew Michelle Obama was amazing, but when I started reading that book, I saw a different life. And she's one of the reasons I started
Really? Oh
the
my
book club.
gosh,
She
yes.
is. She
It's
is. She
the
is. Yeah, it really was crazy because I remember starting and I couldn't put it down. And it's so thick. Do you know
It's
how thick
massive.
that book
It's
is?
massive.
And also I wrote a review about it for one of the one of our local libraries. No, it's a bookstore. I wrote a review and they put it in the window. I was like, oh my God. I did that because it was so good. It's basically about her life, how she grew up in Chicago with her parents, and her parents played an amazing role to the person, like they mold her to the person that she is today, and her meeting Barack Obama, her also her education. Like she was fierce with education, and she made it her mission to make sure she's educated as much as she can. And that was super inspiring for me. Like every page, I learned something and I took it and ran with it because wow, what a woman. She really is an inspiration. To this day, I still look back to that book. If I need some inspiration, I go back to that book, look at a chapter and whatever, and just go with it. It was an eye-opener. It really changed my life. That book and The Alchemist, I feel like those are the two books that really made me like, whoo, run.
Yeah, I mean that's the, and that's exactly what, and that's my whole point. Like it's books that you can't put down, and books that that really stay that either kind of they trigger change in you, or they you keep coming back to them, and you can't stop thinking about them. So what was it about this book that made you want to that made you think like, oh, actually, maybe I can start a book club for kids.
Yeah, I think it's the fact that she was also involved in making sure that girls are educated. I think it was one of the things because she's very passionate about education, and I'm also very passionate about education and literacy. And yeah, and she was very vocal about it, and she worked at it. She was not just saying, okay, I want this to happen. She was doing it. She was active doing it. And yeah, and I felt like, wow, what a woman, what an incredible person to look up to, and someone who looks like me, because we don't have as many people, role models who look like us at like for certain things sometimes. And I was like, wow, this beautiful woman who's doing amazing, who's like the first Black woman at a White House, like, what? That's amazing. So she really oozed. And she was here in South Africa a couple of weeks ago. I was so sad. I'm like, oh
Oh
my
my
goodness.
gosh. That would have been amazing.
It would have, but they had like a private thing. I saw it on Instagram. I was like, oh wow, how I would love to meet this woman, just tell her how much she has inspired me all throughout my life.
Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. And that's perfect. Oh, wonderful. Well, I mean, I think that's a great note to end this conversation on. I just thank you so much for like agreeing to be on this podcast. These are like exactly the conversations that I love having. And before I let you go, could you remind our listeners about where they can find you and also information about the book club?
On Instagram, Sindeka Mandoi. The book club is also on Instagram, Coast Coast Book Club. I'm also on TikTok,
Oh, nice. We'll add that in.
Sindeka Mandoi. And my email address is sindeka443@gmail.com. And my contact number, it's 071-226-5544. And yeah, I think that's all.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. So, yeah, thank you so much, Sindeka. This has been amazing. Really
Thank you so
wonderful.
much. Thank you so much for inviting me.